Welcome to the Dermastore Podcast,
a chat about all things skincare, skin health.
And if you're a real skin nerd, we hope you'll join the conversation. Welcome to episode 29 of the Dermastore Podcast. Hey, Lara, how are you doing?
Fine, Greg. How are you?
All good, thank you. Dr. Webster's joining us in the studio again today. How are you, Dr. Webster?
I'm well, thank you.
Lara, what did you use this morning?
This morning, Greg, I used the La Roche-Posay Mela B3 Cleanser.
Okay.
Loving it. And then I used Floritin CF, my antioxidant from SkinCeuticals. Took advantage of the Black Friday promo, which is really nice. I love that product. I know some people say that it smells really funny, but I love it. I think it's so good. And I think why I love it so much is because I just know how good it is for my skin. And then I followed that up with Bute's Bravo Balm, the barrier cream.
Nice.
Yeah, we have been getting back into a Cosmoland sort of routine. So it's really good to get the barrier healthy again. And then I just followed that. I think it's my new favorite sunscreen. It's the Avène Ultra Fluid Protect. It is so nice. It's got the slightest tint. So it just gives you almost this that uniform sort of clarity on the skin. So that was my
nice
routine. Yeah. What did you get up to this morning?
I actually used the Jogobe Glycerin Hydra Cleanser, the new one. I am loving that cleanser. I think it's a game changer. It just is such a well-balanced cleanser. It's got all the ingredients that you would love, and it's super simple. Mm. It's non-fragranced. It does the cleansing. It foams up nicely, but it feels so protected. So I used that, and then I'm testing Huxi's new range. It's called Huxi 2.0, which is amazing. Quite a departure from where Huxi's come from, but it's very exciting. And they've got a serum, which I'm loving. So I used that. And then after the serum, I used Huxi's Stay Safe Sun Essence.
Little blue guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just a simple, didn't actually use a moisturizer or anything. Although I did go for a run and I used the SkinCeuticals Phytocorrective Mask when I came back.
Oh,
you
nice
know, sometimes when you come back from a run, you feel a little bit inflamed. So yes. I just used that.
Okay, cool.
On to today's episode, we're chatting about teen skin. This is a concern that's coming up a lot on our support. I feel like parents are really looking for answers. So we thought what better opportunity or platform to chat about this than on our podcast. So obviously teen skin it's a broad topic. We're going to try and keep it as concise as possible, but it really is, it's changed. People's perception of skincare has changed. I was thinking back on my run this morning, you know, when we started Dermastore 10 years ago and we spoke about an alpha hydroxy acid, you know, started by Neostrata. People were like, what are you talking about? Don't talk Greek to me. And now teenagers can wrap off retinoids, AHAs. So it's an interesting dynamic and obviously fueled by social media that people are a lot more aware and skincare has just become standard. It was always kind of an optional thing or maybe something that people with a bit more money or had the time and luxury to do. But now it's just a standard thing in people's lives. Mm. And teenagers, well, I don't think teenagers should be on social media before 16. And I know there's a lot of laws coming into effect internationally about reducing, especially teen girls, to social media. But you almost can't stop it in a way, and peer pressure is always going to be a thing. This kind of push towards teenagers using skincare, and is it good and or is it bad? And I think there's two sides to the story. I think there's the good side is that it shows discipline. You're using your routine. Self-care is important to have that time for yourself and looking after the health of your skin. And obviously the downside is just being too overly invested in waste money, go down the wrong path with misinformation. You can do damage to your skin barrier. So we're going to try and clear it up today and hopefully give some tangible advice. So Dr. Webster, in your practice setting, obviously you see a lot of teenagers with acne. Can you run us through the sort of stages of acne progression?
So at the onset of acne, it's the male hormone testosterone that works on the sebaceous gland. So the first stage is seborrhea, and that means your skin becomes more oily. So that's the first stage, the first sign on the skin of puberty. And that's where you need to use the appropriate slightly foaming cleanser. You could use a product with salicylic acid in it or silymarin, and then obviously the appropriate non-comedogenic lightweight sunscreen. The next stage is what we call comedonal acne. So that means you start developing blackheads and whiteheads. So an open comedone is a blackhead, and that's where you need to, the ingredient you need to look for is the topical retinoids as well as azelaic acid. So you get prescription retinoids and you get non-prescription retinoids. So you need to look for those. And then you get a closed comedone, and that is a whitehead. And the only way of getting a whitehead is to actually physically remove it.
Ideally not yourself.
No, not yourself.
I think maybe sometimes your mother will try or whatever.
Yeah.
But ideally you need to visit a skin therapist to do it properly under sterile conditions, etc.
I think it's important if you do pop your pimples or do your own extractions, you are actually causing more damage.
Yes.
And you will ultimately cause scarring.
So just in reality, going to a skin therapist as a teen, how often would you need to go to have extractions done?
I think it depends upon how bad it is, you know.
Okay.
If you've got bad comedonal acne, you need to go about every 6 weeks or
okay.
So that's the comedonal acne. The next stage is where you start developing little pimples, and that's called papular pustular acne, and you get mild, moderate, and severe, and that's where it's a good idea. You continue with your retinoid at nighttime, and that's where you need a benzoyl peroxide product in the morning that you can just use as a spot treatment.
Mm-hmm. So can I clarify? So the papular pustula,
yes,
that is how you would identify it if there's almost like a little bit of redness,
redness around it.
On a darker skin, it would be a little bit of darkness around
that's it.
A sign of inflammation. There's infection.
Exactly.
So it's the progressive stage of a breakup.
And what's important is even this, so if you have moderate papular pustular acne, recent research has shown you can actually develop what we call atrophic scars, like depressed scars. So you need to actually attend to this a bit more efficiently. And then the last stage is what we call nodular cystic acne. As this is where people develop large cysts, there's a high risk of producing permanent scarring with this.
Okay.
And this is basically where you need a drug like isotretinoin.
And that's where, rather sooner than later. Also mentioned before that if there is a family history of acne, so if your mom and dad had it, it would be important for you to address that acne immediately.
Exactly. And then often you will see parents who have had bad acne with scarring. The teenager will often start earlier.
Okay.
So they will have seborrhea and the blackheads and the white at a younger age.
Okay.
And that is a warning sign that they're going to have a rougher journey.
Okay.
It starts earlier and it goes on longer, and they will probably, they're going to have more severe acne.
Okay.
Through no fault of their own.
Okay, so that's the stages of acne development, and obviously in certain skin tones as well, you're going to get PIH, especially in darker skin tones. So I think an ingredient that we really love is azelaic acid, because it just does so much.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So it helps for acne, it helps for PIH, it helps for rosacea, it helps for seborrheic dermatitis. And what is nice is it's well tolerated, because some people can't tolerate the retinoids, the vitamin A type products. And azelaic acid is a brilliant product.
So just a summary of the top ingredients we're recommending is salicylic acid, retinols, niacinamide, benzoyl peroxide, azelaic acid, and green tea extract also comes up a lot.
Yes.
Being a teenager is obviously a weird time, because you've got all these hormones raging. You're almost this opposing forces at work. You kind of don't want to get off the couch. You're a bit lazy. You sort of lean towards fast foods and sugary foods, which almost perpetuate acne as well. Look, not all teenagers experience acne, and I think that's something important to also realize as well. You get teenagers who are just looking for skincare, and we can chat about some of those products. But I mean, good practical habits, I think, are also important. So things like washing your bed linen regularly, just good hygiene, showering, avoiding touching your face or squeezing the pimples. And I think the key is also is just to try be consistent. Teenagers, they're naturally at a rebellious stage. They almost, I remember from my teenage years, you're almost rebellious to routine and structure.
Yeah.
You're so used to school and being told what to do, and you have to do this at a certain time. You almost want to break free of the shackles, if you will, of sort of normal life. So you are easily influenced and sent down potentially some wrong road. So I think it's important important to just establish a skincare routine. It doesn't have to be complicated. That's the take-home message here. You can keep it relatively simple. And we've sort of grouped the products into cleansers, treatments, moisturizers, and sunscreens.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's go through some product recommendations for teenage skin with acne or not. So in terms of cleansers, Laura, very important step, as Ian spoke about the oiliness that teens experience. What are your top recommendations?
These are all gentle foaming cleansers, and my top recommendations would be the CeraVe Blemish Control Cleanser, Huxley Gentle Cleansing Gel, and the Jourgobe Glycerin Hydra Cleanser. They're all slightly different, but have common characteristics that they're not going to strip and irritate your skin.
And then the next step are treatment products. So Avène Comedamed, fantastic treatments, got salicylic acid and silymarin in it. We find it works so well. We've had incredible feedback. CeraVe Blemish Control Gel, a salicylic acid-based treatment as well. You can also use Hyestic Spot Treatment with benzoyl peroxide, which is a great one. And then one I love is the Jourgobe Azelaic Acid Serum because it just targets so much. We mentioned PIH patients, fabulous recommendation. In terms of moisturizers?
Moisturizers, again, it's that lightweight, non-comedogenic product that we're looking for. So Marty Derm has a really beautiful acne over creamy gel moisturizer. PH Formula has this gorgeous, soft, hydrating moisturizer called the Spot On Moisture Balance. And what I love about Jourgobe's bioactive balancing moisturizer is it's fragrance-free, so it's very neutral, very calm on the skin. And then if you are looking for sort of that sensorial experience, the Huxley Fresh and More Cream.
Great lightweight option. Yeah. And then probably the most important step is your sunscreen and getting the formulation right, because this can really set you back if you don't get a lightweight, non-comedogenic sunscreen. Yeah. So one we love is the Huxley Stay Safe Sun Essence. Mm-hmm. It's just so light and beautiful on the skin.
And I love it doesn't leave a white cast.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
La Roche-Posay's Anthelios UV Immune Fluid, top favorite for us. Just so universal, protects the skin unbelievably well. Just you can't go wrong. And then the one you used this morning, the Avène Ultra Fluid Perfector, yeah. SPF 50, yeah. Slight tint.
Slight tint. So it's quite nice if you do have a few blemishes. It does conceal it without looking like makeup.
Those are our top recommendations for teenage skin. You know, if you don't have acne, the Huxley Cleansing Gel could be a good option. The Jourgobe Azelaic Acid Serum, just for an all-rounder treatment. The Jourgobe Bioactive Balancing Cream or Huxley Fresh and More. And the Huxley Stay Safe Sun Essence will be perfect for someone who's not experiencing acne but just wants lightweight, efficacious care.
Dr. Webster, what would you say are your key takeaways for a teenager who is going through acne, the acne stages?
So number one, I think in this day and age, nobody should end up with permanent scarring. Or PIH, post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. So please, if there is a positive family history of more severe acne in the family, you must seek help early. So if it's in that comedonal acne, go and see a skin therapist. And hopefully if the skin therapist, if they feel they're not managing, refer on to a medical practitioner or preferably a dermatologist.
Okay, good advice.
That's all for today's episode. Thanks again, guys, for joining us. And we'll catch you next time.
Don't forget to subscribe if you're keen to learn more about what we have to say. We would also really love your thoughts, ideas, and any questions you have for future episodes. You can email us on pod@dermastore.co.za.